Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 how's everybody doing out there today? My name is Peter Richardson. I'm the owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And today is March 12th. Today I'm talking about focus, and I'm also interviewing my boy Victor Hunter. Y'all stay tuned, baby.
You can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world. You can beat the war. You can talk the dragon banging on his door.
Talk about socially and academically. Just go ahead, just tell us just briefly
saying and enlighten the world about your collegiate experience, man?
All right, I guess I'll start off with where I started off at. I graduated from Irving Nimitz. It was a 5A high school. As a two-way starter, I ended up getting offered a scholarship to Baylor, Texas Tech, and Arizona State. Those are my top schools that I actually got offered a scholarship to. I ended up choosing Texas Tech, which I'm very thankful for. Texas Tech basically ended up being one of the determining factors basically in how successful I am. I went out there in 2005. I went in as a defensive end / linebacker. By the end of my career, I actually put on a little weight, so I ended up going all the way down to defensive tackle. I actually was known more so as a defensive run stopper. I wasn't more so of a pass breakup guy or anything of that nature. I was basically the guy who came in at the end of the game and hit people. Whenever it was crunch time, they put me in and I made things happen. I recorded quite a few tackles for losses and forced fumbles and things of that nature during my little career at Texas Tech.
Wasn't the Coach Sweets call you the angry ball of what? The angry ball of hate? Was that correct?
They called me the angry ball of hate because I was a little mean on the field. Needless to say, I basically I played with a chip on my shoulder. Anytime I took the field, I took it as not necessarily an opportunity to hurt someone, but as an opportunity to show them who I was. And it's basically showing how tough I was because that was one of the things that got me to where I was. Going into the football aspect a little more, I ended up emerging as a leader and basically an unspoken captain, just emerged, which I'm very thankful for because it gave me the opportunity to learn how to lead my peers, which is honestly one of the things that I'm doing now, being that as of now I'm actually the youngest manager on my team, but I'm the boss, needless to say. I'm the top manager. I'm the general manager. So I have other managers. Sir? Yeah, absolutely. I'm 26, and most of my managers are actually either well into their 30s or even 40, and that goes for my employees as well. So one of the things that I developed out at Texas Tech was the ability to lead my peers, and I picked that up through football. I picked that up through sports. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to be blessed with the ability to play sports at the collegiate level. As a collegiate football player, I guess you say, as a Texas Tech Red Raider, which I am very proud to be, I also learned one of the things that's very, very near and dear to my heart, and that's the opportunity to give back and the opportunity to be a community leader. During the career, we were offered many times where we'd be able to go out and lend time back to the community and things of that nature. And during when we were not necessarily forced to, but, you know, it was offered, but it wasn't required, I developed a love and a compassion for basically being able to give back time to the community. And it honestly felt good to help other people in need, especially when I'm able to go out and talk to future aspiring athletes such as myself. I honestly feel if there were more people who were speaking to me and I was younger, I could have only been bigger and better. So now that I get the chance and the opportunity to go back and speak, I was taking it. Any opportunity I got to, I was actually going out and doing that. I actually became involved in the Big Brothers Big Sister program and all sorts of volunteer things, like going to the hospital and speaking to the children, going to school, speaking to the basically some of the kids who had a behavior problem like myself. I mean, because I was actually a little knucklehead, growing up in my high school days, as well as college, but through football and college and my coaches and my teammates and my friends and my peers, it actually influenced me to break away from that and look toward the future. And now I'm in a position to where I'm semi-successful. I'm not going to say I'm all the way successful because I don't own my own restaurant yet. As of right now, I'm just running a restaurant. Yes, I get to put my name on it. Yes, I'm the general manager. Everything goes to the restaurant represents me. But I'm almost at the point to where I'm going to own my own restaurant, which is the future. That's just a little bit. I don't know, Mr. Pete, you got any more questions for me?
Yes, sir, I sure do, man. Hey, man, I'm sure the people enjoyed that little brief session right there, man. But one question, man. What was your mindset after the conclusion of your last football season? You know, not your freshman or sophomore year, you know, junior year. I'm talking about, you know, when it gets real. You know, when you walk down on senior day, you play, you strap on that helmet for the last time, you know, put on that jersey. You know, what was your mindset on the conclusion after your last season, after you go through that, your last fall, you know, you go into that last spring, you know, prior to graduation, that last spring, what was your mindset, man? Because I know there's a lot of people out there, you know, who actually just went through that last season, you know, and just right now they could be confused. So we just want to know, you know, if you can enlighten them, what was your mindset, you know, of the conclusion prior to your last football season, man?
Oh, that's a good question. To be honest with you, my last football season honestly caught me off guard. Towards the end of my career, I didn't think that I would honestly miss football like I did, you know, but football and sports and things of that nature, it all must come to an end. Just like a lot of things come to an end, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. Sometimes it's a great thing. You know, seasons and careers and things that have to come to an end for, you know, it could be for death, it could be for retirement, it could be for whatever reason. But as I think about it, the more and more I approach that, basically that last game, that last season, you know, I really started thinking, man, what's next? Because all I knew was football. All I knew was sports. I thought that was all I knew. Until I said, man, what do I really, really want to do? Now that it's over, it's time to take that big step into the real world. You know, I really had to sit back and think, what do I really want to do? What do I love to do? I love to cook. What do I really, really like to do? I like to be around people. I like to be around my friends. I got some really good friends out there, like Pete, you know. I like to be around people. I'm a people person. Plus, I like to eat. I like to cook. I like to cook for my friends. And so, you know, I started thinking about my dream. What's my dream? To open my own restaurant. And I started thinking about how am I going to do that? What do I do? Do I go out and apply for a loan and open up a restaurant and fail and fall flat on my face? That's what a lot of people would think about doing. You know, hey, I'm just going to get some money to open up a restaurant because that's what I think it takes. You know, but I sat back and I thought long and hard. And I said, you know, the only way to be successful in something is to learn about it. So I'm taking a route where basically I'm learning the ins and out of the business that I want to be successful with. I want to open up my own restaurant. That's my dream now. It used to be my dream to just play football, not necessarily in the NFL, but just to play football. I wanted to be on TV. I wanted to make my family proud. I wanted my mom to be able to say, you know, that's my boy. And now it's the type of deal I want everyone to be like, hey, man, I'm going to go eat at Vic's restaurant. They're saying that now, but it's not the same as far as when you open your own. So, needless to say, at the end of the road, I saw a restaurant in the future. And so basically what I'm doing now is I'm taking a step to be successful to open my own restaurant. I'm working it, I'm learning it, I'm living it,
I'm gathering information through the world of Cheddars. I'm actually able to see what is successful and what's unsuccessful. There's a lot of things that work in a restaurant. There's a lot of things that don't. And so now it's basically not to say that I'm stealing by any means, but I'm being blessed and given the opportunity to see this. And so I know when it comes time for me, you know, once I save my money and things of that nature, I'm going to be able to open up my own restaurant with a lot of insight on what works and what does not work, opposed to going into something blind and basically shooting in the dark and hoping that I become successful. I'll know it firsthand. My restaurant is successful. The company that I work for is successful. We're the number one restaurant in our sector. I run the number one restaurant in the city. I know a little bit about success. And so that's what I'm focusing on right now, just learning what's successful and what's not successful. So that was what was basically I saw down the line after I took that last step onto the field. I said, what am I going to do? I can either attempt. Now some people attempt to, you know, continue their dream, but my dream wasn't necessarily playing football. I have a beautiful son and a beautiful lady. That's my dream, to make them happy while opening up and pursuing my dream. So as long as I take care of them, I'm more than happy. Football, the NFL wasn't basically the top for me. Having a family and creating my own business is my dream. That's what we will do. I already have the family part. Now I'm just taking the stride to do the other part.
Ooh-wee. Hey, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. Seems like in this generation nowadays, you know, either you're a ball player or you're a rapper. You know, I was just watching BET last night. What's it called? Don't Sleep. And they was talking about how this 13-year-old kid just got shot, you know, off of a song that, what's it called? What's his name? Big Chief. That's the stuff I don't like. You know, he tweeted to him about that and where he was at in Chicago, and then somebody just killed him. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, we have people that's coming into our community, you know, that have a different view of success. So, but, man, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and put a song on. It's by The Roots, called Fire. You guys sit back and enjoy, and we're gonna take a small break.
Come on, speak up again. cause I'm the definition and tragedy turned triumph, it's David and Goliath. I made it to the highest storm, feeling sore like they sent me to the lions. Before my time starts wind down like the Mayans, I show them how I got the grind down like a science. It sounds like a riot on hush, it's so quiet, the only thing I hear is my heart. I'm inspired by the challenge that I find myself standing out of eye with, to move like a wise warrior but not a coward. You can't escape the history that you were meant to make. That's why the highest victory is what I'm meant to take. You came to celebrate, I came to celebrate. I hate losing, I refuse to make the same mistake.
Depending on them. So you heard it from the man himself.
You got to come up with a legitimate plan. And, all right, one last question, Vic. Oh, this one question is for you, man. 5 years from now, home. 5 years from now, where do you see yourself?
Wow. That's a pretty good question. Because to be honest with you, 2 years ago, I didn't see myself in the position that I am. You know what I mean? Let's see. Like I was telling you all earlier, I'm 26 now. Most people at the position, I'm a general manager now. Most people that are general manager are a lot older than me and a lot more experienced than me. I have 2 years of manager experience, and I'm already a general manager. So it's almost hard for me to say because the success that I'm after, I don't know where I'll be at. I just know that I'll be somewhere successful. Now, as far as if it's already opening up my own restaurant and things of that nature, or if it's just being successful in whatever I'm doing, that's where I will be. That's where I see myself in 5 years. I see myself being successful and enjoying time with my friends and my family. And that's what's truly important to me. So that's where I see myself in 5 years.
Ooh-wee. Hey, man, that was a strong answer right there, Vic. Hey, much love to you. Much love to you, brother, man. Hey, I don't want to take up no more of your time. I know you got to be up and get ready to get your business up and running tomorrow, man. So, hey, I can't thank you enough for coming on to my show and enlighten your peers, enlighten everyone out there in the world on what it takes to be successful. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I commend you for that. Tell your family I said hi, and I will say a prayer for you guys tonight, man, and much love to you. Appreciate you, brother. You have yourself a good night, all right, man?
All right, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
No problem. Woo-wee. Hey, once again, that was my boy Victor Hunter, man. I can't thank him enough. Right now, I want to give a moment of silence to one of my other good friends that I met at Disney World, man. He got a call. Early this morning that his mom passed away. So I just want to give a brief 10 seconds just show our respects to him, his family, and his mom. All righty, man. Thank y'all for giving that brief 10 seconds, man. Mr. Olivia K., hey, man, my prayers goes out to you and your family as well. And I want to thank you guys for listening to my show. But before you go, I'm gonna leave you with my theme song, Nicki Minaj and Rihanna, Fly. And in the meantime, you can catch me at SoarEveryday on Twitter.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/SavingOurAthletesRespectfully, SOAR. And also, if you're in the Lubbock area, my first men's convention is coming up March 30th at 5 p.m. at 34th and Avenue 8. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. Trust me. If you thought tonight was a treat, I'm telling you, just wait. Put on your seatbelts and just come on out March 30th. And until the time being, hey, you can catch me next week at the same SOAR day, same SOAR time, Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Everybody have a great night, baby.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to drive. I came to win, to fight, prosper, to rise, to love.
Conquer, to fly, to change, to win. Prosper, thrive.